Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I should have thought I'm not in working. I give you sweet. I didn't really think much of it at the time. But then a couple of days later, I was trying from my job and you need some lucky well beyond surprise. Someone had thinking what I said on the ridiculous topic is ready. But the goddamn it, I came in contact with the other and I asked her, hey, what's this? He messaged to me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest on the trigger. Will you go to sleep? You got a head to die, we got tears to cry. Please give me a disobey. No, I won't let loose. I get my truth from place to place to long. No, there ain't no rest for the trigger. Don't hit them off Patreon. Not even 15 minutes later, I had come across a crowd who was the president of a topic of a dead. It called for the resignation of a man who grew got patient in explaining what it was he really meant. Apparently, the crowd was mad that he didn't want to ban out of the justice that might have offended some. When I tried to intervene, a lady looked right out at me. She summoned some rush and then began to hold. There ain't no rest for the traitor. Well, it's a religious plea. We got a head to die, we got tears to cry. Please give me a tear to pay. No, I won't let loose. I get my news from places like Dahlia. No, there ain't no rest for the traitor. Don't hate them, I'm
hey, and welcome again to another show. You are now on The Triggered. I'm your host, Tony Smith. This is episode 11, and the name of today's show is the Kavanaugh Ford Sham or the Kavanaugh Ford Distraction. Now, basically, the whole situation with this Kavanaugh thing, is it really is a distraction. We got into it with a bunch of people because of the stance that we took as far as the Kavanaugh thing is concerned. And we were basically trying to get people to see that it was a sham and that the whole thing was a false narrative. But everybody got all emotional. Oh, you have to believe the lady. You have to believe her. And all of this stupidity. So, you know, then we got a bunch of people, Karen Puckett, there's your 2 minutes of fame, Karen. If you check her page on Facebook, she has not very nice things to say about us. But it is what it is. So, you know, we do what we do. So what I wanted to do, 1 second here. All right, what I wanted to do was I wanted to show you guys that this whole thing was a sham because they're saying, oh, we need an investigation, we need this, and Joe Biden said, because they're like, because basically what the Republicans want to do is, I'm sorry about that, you guys. I don't know why that keeps popping up. But basically, what the Democrats want to do is, I don't know why this keeps coming on. What the Democrats want to do is to delay the confirmation till after the 2018 election, which they happen to believe that they're going to win. So that's one situation. And I want you guys to just listen to Kavanaugh. Or not Kavanaugh, excuse me. I want you guys to listen to your ex-Vice President, Joe Biden.
The FBI report is being worth anything. Obviously doesn't understand anything. FBI explicitly does not, in this or any other case, reach a conclusion. Period. Period. judge, there's no reason why you should know this. The reason why we cannot rely on the FBI report, you wouldn't like it if we did, because it is inconclusive. They say he said, she said, and they said, period. So when people wave an FBI report before you, understand, they do not reach conclusions. They do not make, as my friend points out more adequately, they do not make recommendations. Judge, do you have anything you'd like to say before we begin? I understand that your preference is, which is totally and completely understood.
So I just wanted you guys to hear that part, because Clarence Thomas goes into his thing. But he was just basically saying it's a sham, which is the same situation that's going on now. Now, the Democrats want an FBI investigation, but your own vice president, Democrats, said that it's inconclusive. They don't make recommendations. So the FBI investigation would mean nothing. Why? Because this is a civil matter, and she should have brought this to the police. So now that she didn't bring it to the police, she brought it here. Also, Senator Dianne Feinstein had this information. And let's let Lindsey Graham tell. Now, I don't support either of them. I don't support Joe Biden or the Democrats. I don't support Lindsey Graham and the Republicans. But both of them make points. Back in 91, Biden thought this was accurate, which it is. But now everybody seems to have amnesia. Now I want you guys to listen to Lindsey Graham to give you the information as far as Ford is concerned and what she should have done. She should have called the police, made a police report. Then it would have been a record, so they could have gone off that. But instead, this is a whole sham. This is a money-making scheme, and it is a distraction, and we're going to show you what they distracted us from. So let's listen to Lindsey Graham.
At 9:23, on the night of July the 9th, the day you were nominated to the Supreme Court by President Trump, Senator Schumer said, 23 minutes after your nomination, I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have. I have a bipartisan, and I hope a bipartisan majority will do the same. The stakes are simply too high for anything less. Well, if you weren't aware of it, you are now. Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said, oh, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. Do you consider this a job interview?
The advice and consent role is like a job.
You consider that you've been through a job interview.
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution.
Would you say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. Your high school yearbook. You have interacted with professional women all your life, not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop. Here's my understanding. If you lived a good life, people would recognize it, like the American Bar Association has the gold standard. His integrity is absolutely unquestioned. He is a very circumspect in his personal conduct, harbors no biases or prejudices. He's entirely ethical, is a really decent person. He is warm, friendly, unassuming. He's the nicest person, the ABA. The one thing I can tell you, you should be proud of, Ashley, proud of this, that you raised a daughter who had the good character to pray for Dr. Ford. To my Republican colleagues, if you vote no, you're legitimizing the most despicable thing I have seen in my time in politics. You want this seat? I hope you never get it. I hope you're on the Supreme Court. That's exactly where you should be. And I hope that the American people will see through this charade.
Okay, I just wanted you guys to check that out. Check out Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, I cannot believe that you actually put some things between your legs and actually spoke out for what was right. But he hit the nail on the head, man. That was real. You know what I'm saying? That's what reality is. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now what I want you guys to check, I'm going to read this article to you. Now, this is from naturalnews.com. And a lot of the neoliberals are like, oh, it's so credible. Well, like MSNBC and CNBC and all of that crap, Compost and all of that, like that's all credible. At any rate, the headline is Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, exposed for ties to Big Pharma abortion pill maker. Effort to derail Kavanaugh is plot to protect abortion industry profits. And I'll read it. Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, who claims without any evidence that Kavanaugh inappropriately touched her at a drunken party while in high school, turns out to have ties to an abortion pill pharmaceutical company called Corcept, Corcept Therapeutics. This discovery brings to light an obvious conflict of interest in the Blasey's story, revealing that she works for a pharmaceutical company that manufactures an abortion pill drug, whose profits could be strongly impacted by future Supreme Court decisions on abortion rights. Corcept Therapeutics, or you can go to corcept.com to look them up and show that Christine Blasey Ford is a part of them, manufactures and markets an abortion pill drug called Mifepristone. And Christine Blasey Ford is a co-author of at least 8 published scientific papers produced by the pharmaceutical giant to promote its pill. You can see Blasey's name listed on several publications at Corcept.com. Corcept Therapeutic, Inc., $166 billion market cap company, stock symbol CORT, reportedly has current annual sales of $216 million at stake. The company offers just one drug, the Mifepristone, which is widely known as an abortion pill. Many drugs have multiple uses, and Mifepristone's brand name, Korlym, at Corcept, is currently marketed by the company for the treatment of Cushing's syndrome. Like all FDA-approved drugs, Mifepristone is frequently prescribed off-label, meaning doctors prescribe it for conditions it has never been approved to treat. It is well known throughout the medical industry that doctors routinely prescribe this drug to terminate unwanted pregnancies. So that's pretty much the situation with that. So on the Blase Ford side, it's about money. And she also has these GoFundMe accounts where she's almost raised $1 million because of this fiasco. So she gets paid from this pharmaceutical company, as well as just got paid off of the moron population. And this whole thing's a sham. Now, I don't support Lindsey Graham because he supported the Iraq War. He was one who spearheaded it with the late John McCain, who they put to death. And you can check Kasich from Ohio, the governor of Ohio. He actually spilled those beans, and articles were written from that. So on the Ford side, complete sham. Now on the Kavanaugh side of things, Kavanaugh, he covered up the murder of Vince. So he actually uncovered the murder, and he was in a position to get a grand jury going for those, for that murder, rather, and he did not. He covered it up for the Clintons, and he covered up a lot of other things for the Clintons as well. So Kavanaugh's no angel on his end. So both sides are shams, and the whole thing is a distraction. Now, what I want you to see what they were distracting from is this. I'm going to read this article. This is five major issues that we were distracted from. Okay? Okay, it says, okay, here, brothers and sisters. Okay, five major stories the media buried while we were obsessing over the Kavanaugh scandal. So stupid. We are so stupid. This is why we have an oligarchy, because we dumb. On every single mainstream news channel and every single mainstream news site, stories of Brett Kavanaugh's accusations and mudslinging dominated. While Kavanaugh's appointment is certainly newsworthy and deserving of coverage, the soap opera Kangaroo Court, that is the mainstream media's coverage on Kavanaugh, is anything but helpful. Instead, the rampant divide and controversy stirred up by the MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News coverage of the Kavanaugh appointment worked perfectly to distract Americans from actual issues that affect them, up to and including real reasons for opposing Kavanaugh. The number one is Kavanaugh's sex scandal is serving as a distraction from an already proven reason he should not be on the Supreme Court. While the sex allegations certainly deserve to be investigated, the media on all sides has remained entirely silent on the reasons that already make Kavanaugh a threat to American freedom. Brett Kavanaugh has received near around-the-clock coverage over the last week. However, absent from the coverage was the fact that the man is an enemy of the Fourth Amendment, and his track record shows that he's more than willing to turn America into a police state, which is where we're already headed because Donald Trump has dictatorial powers. What Donald Trump is doing is working on his image. He's working because he's already got the strength, so he built his image abroad as a bully, as the neoliberals would like to use. So he has strength, and now he has to build his support at home as a champion. And the way to do that is to get rid of the Fourth Amendment. Kavanaugh is on record supporting warrantless searches and increased deep state surveillance of innocent Americans. Kavanaugh not only thinks it's okay for a police state to trespass on your property and track your every move with no warrant, and despite having evidence of a crime, but he advocates for it. The very NSA program Donald Trump opposed that was allegedly used to spy on him during the campaign is the very same NSA program for which Kavanaugh is a champion. He's also a heavy proponent of endless war and thinks military contractors should be free from any type of persecution while under contract with the U.S. in any war situation. What? And then the number two reason, despite states continuing to legalize cannabis, cops are kidnapping and caging more people than ever for possessing this plant. According to a recent article in Forbes, the FBI attempted to hide the fact that marijuana arrests are on the rise, not by publishing their arrests in its annual data. Law enforcement proponent Tom Angel stated he was able to obtain internal FBI data, which shows not only have marijuana arrests gone up, but someone is arrested for marijuana once every 48 seconds. Okay, so you got the marijuana thing, okay? And then we've got a congressman exposed how the U.S. government is preying on legitimate fears of human trafficking to warrantlessly spy on innocent U.S. citizens. They are empowering financial institutions to fight Human Trafficking Act 2018, H.R. 6729, states that its purpose is to allow nonprofit organizations to register with the Secretary of the Treasury and share information on activities that may involve human trafficking or money laundering with financial institutions and regulatory authorities under a safe harbor that offers protection from liability. So in other words, if you want to have a sex trafficking ring, all you have to do is have a dummy front company and share those activities with the Secretary of Treasury. And you'll be protected from liability. So basically, they are legalizing human trafficking. Okay, overall, while the goal of the bill claimed to be to help institutions and authorities better identify and report potential human trafficking or money laundering activities, Michigan Representative Justin Amash took to Twitter to argue that the legislation actually has a much more sinister objective. Amash said he believes H.R. 6729 is a disguised effort to expand the Patriot Act, which I agree. GOP leaders put fight human trafficking in the title to conceal the bill's true purpose: to give the government more power to unconstitutionally spy on Americans under law without a warrant and legalize human trafficking beyond humans. Or not beyond humans, but beyond making it legal. But it's not actually legal. A little area like before Citizens United was complete. They had to make corporations people first, right? Well, here they are making it somewhat legal if you have a company that's a non-for-profit that reports activities, you won't be prosecuted. So it's basically a tell-on-your-neighbor program and allowing human trafficking to go through that tell-on-your-neighbor program, and, as he said, expanding the Patriot Act to make this into a more of a police state. It was the same thing they're doing under the legal, you know, with weed and all of that. So we got all of this stuff going on. While everybody's on Kavanaugh, a recent mass shooting was swept under the rug because it simply didn't fit the establishment's narrative. Snooshi Mosley, 26, walked into her place of employment at the Rite Aid warehouse in Maryland and began indiscriminately killing people. But coverage quickly faded, and some even became defensive of the shooter after the details of her life were revealed. Because Mosley was a black transgender woman, and that's a man who turned himself into a man who made himself look like a woman, because he's not a woman. So I'm not going to call a transgender a woman. That's just my view, because you're genetically not. Until you get I believe women have, what, XX chromosomes? Until you get two X chromosomes instead of an XY, I forget if I get those two confused. But you have those chromosomes have to match your gender, whatever you're trying to do. And if it don't, you're not that. Who was so outside of the typical description of a mass shooter? And this is why, because it was a black transgender did the mass shooting. They covered it up. Who are usually young white men. One would have thought that her case would have seen even more scrutiny, but it was clear that that was not the case. And in fact, most every article found on the subject contained the description of Mosley not being a monster. It is almost as if the media defended him as not to cross the politically correct police. His legally purchased handgun also made it difficult for the gun grabbers to demonize the AR-15s because it was just a handgun. Okay, and then Reddit begins quarantining users who question 9/11 and redirecting them to the government website instead. So you got Reddit Flynn to the government website. So you got all this surveillance stuff that are all connecting each other, and then you have Congress pass a bill to make the tax cuts permanent. $3.8 billion, or trillion, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to pull up the article, and I don't have it in front of me. But we're running out of time, brothers and sisters, but I just wanted to run through this on the on this Kavanaugh thing to let you guys know what the situation was, because it's really stupid, and we fell for their crap again. So I'm just wondering one of these times if we'll ever, you know, wise up and quit being stupid. You know they laugh at us. You know that, right? You know they laugh at us. You know they take bets. Did you know that? They take bets on how outraged we're going to be. That, and they believe that we're very stupid. So That's what it is, brothers and sisters. That's what it is. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close the show out. I want to thank everybody for listening in. And until we meet again at the appointed time, we'll see you later, everybody. Have a good week.
Later, I was buying from my job and the reason left me well beyond surprise. Someone had taken my settlers, stop it, just ready to hold the goddamn in the head. Came in contact with the author and I asked her, hey, what's this? He messaged to me and basically said, oh, there ain't no rest for the trigger. Will you go to this, please? You got a head of style, you got a piece of pride, we're giving us this day. No, I won't let loose. I gave my news from place to place.